Rob, how've you been?
Guys, nothing has changed for you.
Can we be careful with that one?
Motherfucker, sit down, shut up, stay in your own lane.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that memo.
This guy comes into your house as a guest and then takes a giant shit on your living room floor.
I can't blame you because after all this time, I should have just trusted you without saying it.
Cappy's got a jar of peanut butter there somewhere.
The
only way that dog could tolerate him.
I'm too tall for that.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
And there goes the monetization.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
What the fuck?
Red evening. It's better than work.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, I want to start off tonight a little different. We're gonna just, because it's fresh in my mind, I just saw it not 10 minutes before I got here. And I retweeted it with my response. But it's internet pop culture, stuff that you fuckers love. So let's just get into it. There's a question with a picture going around right now. The question is, which one would you marry, considering that divorce is not an option? And it gave four options. There was Jada Pinkett Smith, Britney Spears, the chick who was the cop that fucked the whole police force and then got fired or whatever, and she sued and won a bunch of money. And then there's some blonde-haired judge. I'm not sure who the hell the judge is. All right. Okay, for me, this one, and I said it. I said Britney, hands down. That's a no-brainer to me. Rich and crazy? Sign me up. Okay. Well, I thought about it because, okay, one, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Yes, Britney doesn't look like she did when she was 21. Nope, not even close. Nope. But you know what? She's in good fucking shape still. All right? And Britney, to me, yeah, she's nuts. There's no doubt she's fucking nuts. But I also understand why she's nuts. Okay? Part of it, yeah, she's a whammon. Okay? They're all crazy, guys. Part of it is she's borderline one of those child stars. Okay? Have you ever seen anything when there was a kid that became an overnight sensation or whatever? They did a movie like Drew Barrymore when she did E.T., and she did Firestarter, okay? And she even as an adult went on and had some fame too. But you find out her fucking life is a train wreck, okay? There's talks of sexual exploitation. There's definitely financial exploitation. There's all kinds of shit. And you see all these child stars that either later go on and they end up in the fucking nut house, or they end up ODing, or they... I mean, look at Michael Jackson. Okay, fucking child star. All right. It never ends well when you as a parent decide I'm going to make my kid into a god. All right. It just never ends well. It's why, at least in my book, I don't know about Jack. I don't know about you assholes in the chat. But when Ryan brought up the whole fuck trophies for clout, same concept, same idea. Okay. Only instead of the big screen or a music career, it's, I'm going to show off my children for my internet clout, okay? And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's fine right now when they're babies or when they're young. It's fine in your book. Never mind, you know, who's jerking off to your kids' pictures. But there's going to come a point your child is going to start to grow up, and bare minimum, they're going to do a soft rebellion. But there's going to be a lot of cases, I think, in the next decade or so, where you're going to hear about some power dad or power mom, mommy blogger, where the kid fucking told them to pound sand and walked out the door and you never heard from the kid again. It's coming.
Yeah.
No, pretty much that will be coming. But there are so many child stars. There are so many child stars you can mention this from. The only few I know were the guys who ended
Macaulay
up pretty
Culkin.
Normal.
There we go. There's one.
The Although Olsen twins. He ended up addicted to heroin.
Right. That's what I mean. You know, we're naming names of look what happened. You know, where are they now? Gee, what happened to Corey Haim? Oh, that's right. He OD'd and died.
Ooh,
what happened
to
Corey?
Anakin?
No, not him. You don't, you, well, Corey Haim's before your time.
Yeah, no, but the kid who played Anakin, remember what happened to him?
No. Sad. What happened to him?
Aww. The kid who played Anakin got bullied in school and things like that, and he developed severe mental issues from it. He ended up getting schizophrenia.
Oh, no shit.
Being, yeah, getting, ended up in jail, ended up with drugs, this and that. And it's only until recently. Oh, yeah, he fell into a severe depression. But it was only recently.
Jake Lloyd, that's the motherfucker's name. That's the kid's name. Thank you.
That's the kid who played Anakin. Yeah, but it was only until recently where his mom came out and was like, he's getting the help he needs. He's getting the meds he needs. Blah, 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 blah. But it's like, Jesus Christ. Fame and fortune without the right people, that will destroy you.
Dude.
We see it in the Sphere.
Even with the right people, okay? Riley, you said lost boy Corey. I'm gonna put a zinger on you, buddy. Which one? Because there was two Coreys, Feldman and Haim. In that same movie, both of them ended up fucked up. Okay? Both of them had drinking and drug problems. Yeah, Corey Haim died. He fucking overdosed. All right? Feldman, as far as I know, he's still around. And the shit he's had to say about Hollywood and what happened in his world. Oh, dude, it's a fucking horror story. Okay? So I can cut Britney Spears some slack. Because at least as far as we know, she shaved her head and did a bunch of crazy shit. And then recently, even in the picture, she's dancing with knives, you know, got kind of a psychotic look on her face. Me, that's just theater. It's like, she's just fucking around. There's nothing to worry about there. Okay.
No.
Why would I not choose Jada? I'm going to tell you why. Because Jada, too, has money. Probably. I would not be surprised. Jada Pinkett Smith has more money than Britney Spears. Okay. I wouldn't doubt it. Okay. Between her own income and Will's, she probably has even more money than Britney. But, and she's, I'm not going to argue. Jada is hot. Okay. Even with a shaved head because of whatever condition she's got. She's a good looking woman. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's why I would not choose Jada. Jada is mean.
Okay.
Now, Will, he gets what he deserves. He gets the relationship he deserves. He's allowing it, but she has been rubbing his nose in it. Okay. That's spite. All right. That, I can't have that. No way. No, you know, I don't care how much money she has. I don't care how hot she is. That woman is mean. All right. A sadist knows a sadist. And I'm a sadist, so I get it. But it's like,
you,
man,
say that, but
I'm a sadist, but I wouldn't even do what she's done. It's like, man, that's fucked up. Which is why she's automatically excluded, even though she's rich and hot. It's like, no, she's mean. And in going off of that fantasy, you know, you're married and you can't get divorced. Yeah, fuck that shit. I ain't gonna have this woman torturing me for the rest of my days. No way. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. The cop, she's your garden basic hoe. Nothing wrong with hoes.
Yep.
Hoes are good.
Nope.
I wouldn't marry her just because she's got some money now. She already, you know, fucked the police force. You know what she's going to do again? Fuck the police force or police wherever force. She goes. You know, whatever job she gets into, whatever she does, she's going to fuck somebody because that's her nature. And that's okay, but I wouldn't want to marry that. It's like you're... I'll be honest. I'd probably fuck her, but I wouldn't want to marry her. It's like, no, you'd be something to do for fun. It'd be, you're novel. You're something new. But would I want to marry that? No. Knowing that you're going to go out and fuck a whole bunch of dudes because you can and because you want to. To the best of my recollection, I don't think Britney went out and fucked the police force, and Britney didn't torture any of her husbands. You know,
I know who the other one is.
Who is it?
It's my girl, Amber. Amber Heard.
Is that who that judge one is? Is that what that is?
Oh yeah, yeah. That was Amber Heard's display of decency when she was on trial against Johnny.
Oh, that's who that is. I thought that was an actual judge because it looks like it's the person's wearing a robe, like what a judge.
No, was, yeah, yeah, no, that was all an act when she was on the stand and saying her dog stepped on a bee.
Okay. I didn't realize it was Amber Heard. Well, God, you know, no, I still stand with Britney on this one. Even though now that you say that's Amber Heard, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, Amber had genuine desires. She shit on Johnny's pillow.
No. Amber was a Sith Lord.
Okay, whatever. That's fine.
Like,
but then again, I think Amber's probably got a touch of that meanness too. Because from what I heard, there was some pretty fucked up shit going on in their house. And it's you know, I get it. He, you know, again, Johnny, you get what you deserve, bro. But she seems to be a little more on that mean side. Not quite Jada Pinkett Smith mean, but we're getting up there. Where Britney, it's like, she's just child star crazy shit. Everyone told her what to do and what she couldn't do. And everyone fucked her over for money, including her own family. So, of course, she lost her shit. Hell, I would. It's like, yeah, if I had people dictating to me, whether it's my parents or extended family or my fucking managers, my handlers ripping me off, I'd be fucking crazy too. I'd be madder than hell. So I can't fault her for her antics. If anything, she's probably the most sane one out of that whole fucking group. Really?
Which is saying something.
Yeah. She's just
I don't
crazy.
Know about her dad, though. I Who? Really don't know about her dad. Britney's dad, because she was in dad's custody. And
dad was ripping her off, and mom jumped in on that shit, too. That's where there was this big legal battle here a few years back about trust.
Yeah.
You know, she has a trust or something, and the family's fighting over it and throwing her to the side and taking pot shots at each other. And I'm like, man, no wonder she's crazy as a shithouse rat. You know, again, it's that child star shit. It's like the parents don't give a fuck about her. Not really. They want the money, okay? Which shows you what kinds of pieces of shit they are. That it's like, wow. Well, dude, you're going to see more shit like that. Maybe not as big, because most of the idiots here on the internet, they're not pop stars, okay? But hell, we're already seeing it. They're getting indicted. They're going to prison. Some of them went out with a bang and got suicided by cop. You know, it's the same shit, only on a much smaller scale, except in their own megalomaniac minds, all right? Well, that's where I just wanted to say to everyone, I would choose Britney Spears because, yeah, she's crazy, but I've dealt with crazy. I can deal with crazy. Crazy doesn't scare me. And she's rich? Hell yeah, sign me up for that shit.
Depends where the crazy comes from. Really depends where the crazy comes from.
I'm not having kids with her. I'll just be married to her and enjoy the lifestyle of the rich and shameless. You know, I'm all right with it. Rob, did you know that Britney was fucking some of the dancers while she was on tour? Hey, as long as she still comes home and she'll fuck me and spend money on me, I'm all right with that. I'm okay with that. As long as she's not rubbing my nose in it and putting me on national television saying, I talked to my therapist and I really need to talk to you about a past lover. As long as she ain't doing Jada Pinkett Smith shit to me, fuck it, I don't care. It's Britney Spears. Yeah. You know, guys, she's a whore. It's Britney Spears. Everybody knows her name. It's like,
but you're right about the Jada shit. Like, that is just vile.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some women are just vile.
That's your red flag shit. That's the shit that you know, you can't vet for it. But that's the shit to watch out for. Are they spiteful? You know, do they harbor a grudge and do they plan on doing something about it? Not just talk shit. I've had plenty of women talk shit, and in the end, when push came to shove, they didn't, you know, because that wasn't who they were. Yeah, they were hurt. They were mad. So they did what most people do, and they ran their mouths and said shit that they couldn't take back. But did they actually act on it? No.
Yeah.
Jada did. Even Amber, to a degree, did. And it's like, that's kind of fucked up, man. That's spite.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially Heard. Especially Amber Heard. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, no. don't do that shit. And now her, from what I hear, her career is like completely over.
I wouldn't doubt it. It wouldn't surprise me. But then again, you give her a couple years and
people will forget.
Well, not only will people forget. Okay. You're right about that. I mean, the internet never forgets, but people do. Okay. So not only is there people will forgive and forget, but she'll get a role in whatever. She'll get something and it won't be Marvel. It won't be some fucking superhero horse shit. It'll actually be a decent role. And that movie will take off and that will restart her career. I mean, look at Britney. You know, she was on top for a minute and then she had a meltdown and had all these legal fucking things going on with her family. She kind of disappeared for a hot minute. And now she's kind of on her way back up. And it's
yeah,
like,
but
oh,
how? You know?
Who cares?
I do pity Britney. Like, there's,
I feel bad for her too. She got a bad deal in some cases. She did.
It's like I said with, there was this video that was shared online. Some girl who was like, I'm 30. I'm not even famous. It's like, girl, sit down. But I do feel a sense of pity at that point where it's like, yeah, nobody really guided you anywhere, did they? It's like, nobody told you anything. And because you're a woman, everybody lied to you. And you were hoping you would get it. I was talking to Nuke about this. Like, a lot of women are like, I need a man who can handle my shit. It's like, no, you don't. What you want is a parent. And that is not what a guy is looking for. A guy is not looking for somebody to parent in a relationship.
No, in fact, if anything, which is the other side of the coin, I see a lot of guys looking for a mommy. That's what I see.
Okay, that is
I
true.
See Fair. A lot of that. They're not looking Fair. To be the parent. They're looking to be parented. Just like the women are. It's guys with mommy issues, dude. I fucking grew up with guys like that. I went to college with guys like that. I work with a fucking guy right now. He's in his mid-30s, probably about, I don't know, about 3-4 years older than you. And his fucking marriage, and he has got one of the hottest, I wish I could show you a picture of his wife. Okay. She's Asian and she is a fucking 9, dude. Okay. She's
not Asian?
Yeah. She is an absolute smoke show, dude. She has just got all the body parts in the right places. All the curves are there and she is gorgeous. Okay. And he is this lazy, fat, fucking overweight piece of shit. But he, dude. I mean, but you know, he must have game. And it's like, I'm sure he's got a little bit. He had to have to fucking snag this chick. And she's not like fresh off the boat. Okay. She's not, she grew up here in the US. She's westernized. All right. So she doesn't speak whatever nationality, whichever country she came from. She doesn't speak the native tongue. She speaks English. No accent, none of the horse shit, okay? She talks just like you and I do, all right? And she's a strong, independent woman, okay? One of them. But man, he's got this absolute smoke show of a wife, but I've watched him, I've worked with him, and he's a big fucking kid. And it's just like, dude, how in the fuck? You know, I'm thinking this in my mind is, how in the fuck can your wife deal with that shit? Because, man, there's no way I would want some woman to mother me. I had a mother, and that was enough.
I already got annoyed when I once, what was it? I slid down the stairs or whatever. No, I bumped my knee. That was it. And, of course, the natural response from any guy who bumps his knee into somewhere, can't even remember where, somewhere around the stairs. And I'm like, oh, or damn it, or whatever. I cursed. And all of a sudden, she was like, are you okay? Did you hurt? It's like, I look at her, it's like, could you just stop pampering me?
Yeah.
And then she was pissed off.
Well,
and then we got into all that thing.
There is a fine line to walk with that one. At least the women, you know, that I vet for, they're typically not squeamish when it comes to blood and whatnot. It tends not to shock them too much. And they typically, unless there is like copious amounts of blood, you know, I open my hand and it's jetting, then they might get a little concerned and go, oh shit, you know? But otherwise, they're just like, oh, damn, you okay?
It's like your first date trick. Like, hey, can you handle blood?
Well, you know, I remember I got two funny stories about that. The first one was something I did, and then the second one, something she did. Okay.
Okay.
So,
before you go into that, let's do this one real quick.
All right.
Nonstop Dre for the Nonstop Dre 360 for the $2. Thank you very much, Dre, for the $2. Rob is in soft guy era. Go King, hashtag drizzle, drizzle. Is that so? Is that so, Dre? But thank you very much for
and
the $2.
And Dre, to answer your question, is he rich? Dude, he works with me, okay? We shred paper for a living. No, he's not rich, all right?
He's rich not. Is a perspective.
Maybe that's it, you know? He's a whiny baby is what he actually is. And she mothers him, and that it's a fucking ick dynamic to me that I'm just like, oh, God. But it seems to work because she mothers him, and he wants to be mothered. And all I can think... Oh, hey, some guys are into it. Some women are into it. The first time I ever really noticed it was back in college. Okay, my freshman year... Moved to the dorms, you know, moved away from mom and dad, starting my life. And I get this guy that's a roommate of mine and, you know, tall dude, like 6'5", good looking. This is a buddy of mine that I've known for, well, even now. So I've known him for, you know, like 30 fucking years. But the first time he takes me out with him and his girlfriend, one, she's a smoke show. Like model smoke show. All right. That's like, goddamn. All right. But I get it. He had the genetics. He had the looks. He had the height, all your favorite shit, the six pack abs, you name it. The guy had it all. He didn't have money and he didn't have game really, but he had looks and he snagged himself this chick that she was hot. Okay. Now a little backstory on her. She's 2 years older than him. Okay, this was back when we were 18, so she's 20, all right? Which I thought was, okay, I hadn't fully embraced my cougar era yet, so I thought that was a little odd, but whatever, you know, she's hot. Fuck, who cares? You're a horny guy. Fuck anything, all right? Mm. But we went out to dinner, and he had some mustard on the side of his mouth. She fucking grabs a napkin and wiped his fucking face. And I'm just like, you know, because not only did he allow it, but even like leaned in to let her get it, you know, but she's licking the napkin, getting it wet and then wiping the mustard off his face.
I even slid in the bathroom once, like full flat. And like, she heard it. She came in like, are you okay? And I just sat there. It's like, give me a moment.
Oh yeah, dude.
Don't touch me. Don't ask me.
Yep.
Give me a moment.
Yep.
You know that feeling where it's like, computer, analyze.
Oh, dude.
Damage report.
Oh, dude. Well, that ties into the first story I want to get out here, where there was two incidences with my ex-girlfriend where we had a moment where it's like, oh, fuck. The first time, she was doing her hair and makeup and shit in the bathroom, and I was trying to open a package or something with this dull fucking knife. All right. Well, I'm all fucking around. And what did I do? Stabbed myself right in the thumb all the way in. Because when I pulled it out, it was a geyser. There was blood on the walls and blood on the floor and blood on the fucking ceiling. And I just, you know, dropped the knife and grabbed my thumb. And I'm looking around at all this blood because it spurted like twice and it was everywhere. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, this ain't good. And
hope she doesn't fall and break her neck. Gotta explain this to the cops.
No shit. But then I'm like, hey, babe. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, I need your help for a minute. But before you come out here, I need you to brace yourself. And she, you know, I could hear her turn around. She's like, what's going on? I said, it's probably not as bad as it looks, maybe, but you're going to see a lot of blood. Then she comes walking out of the bathroom. What? Oh, my God. You know, and I'm like, yeah. I need you to get into that drawer there because there's some Gorilla Glue in there and I'm holding my thumb to try to put pressure on it to stop the bleeding. And I know that the meat is sticking out of my thumb. So I need you to be ready that when I tell you, I'm going to open up my thumb, I'm going to pack the meat back in and I need you to put fucking glue on it when I pinch it. so that I can seal it up. But be prepared. It's probably going to bleed all over the place. And again, there was meat sticking out of my thumb. And so I'm like, but I need you to be strong. You know, you're not going to faint or something on me, are you? You know, because I can't take care of this and you. And I need you to get the glue ready because it's going to be ugly when I take my hand off here. And she's like, no, I can do this. And so, and she did. I opened it up. A couple more jets go out. I packed the fucking meat back into my thumb, pinched it, and was like, okay, put the glue on there. She fucking dabbed the glue on, and I just kind of squoze it on, and hey, we're fine. Okay?
No hospital.
No. No stitches. No doctor, no hospital. I already knew what to do because I've done this shit before. Dude, I had a head wound back when I was, before I had met the ex-girlfriend, when I was with my ex-wife. Fucking face planted into the bulkhead of a truck because the driver stopped short to not hit a guy on a bicycle. And I face planted. Well, it fucking split my forehead open. And ooh. I glued that shit back together because I already knew. It's like, the doctor's either just going to glue it or they might throw a couple stitches in there. But either way, I don't want to pay for a copay and an office visit. And I definitely don't want to go to the ER because that's going to be about $400 just walking in the door. And it's really? Like, oh yeah. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. And so I figured it out. You know, what do I need to do? Well, what would the doctor do? He's probably going to do this. So I did the same thing and glued my fucking forehead back together. All right. It stung a little bit and it bled a little bit, but I'm not worried about blood. Mm-hmm. Best part is the, remind you of what?
The ER.
Oh, okay. The best part was with the ex-girlfriend, okay? This was probably, I'm trying to remember when this was. This was close to the end, I'm pretty sure. But we were in the shower together, okay? Because we like to conserve water. Right, you know, we're doing that. And she would shave me. She would take my razor and shave my head, shave my neck, all that shit, trim up the beard for me.
I hate this part.
Oh, I remember what it was. This was early on. Because going back to your, just leave me alone. Okay. That's what it was. So your talk about, you know, slip sliding and falling on your back and your ass. It's similar to that. This was after
the shower edge with my back by this close. Oof. Like if I would have landed just a little bit to the left.
Oh yeah. You'd probably be paralyzed. Yeah. Oof. Well, I had something similar. This was when I had fucked up my knee before I had the surgery to get my meniscus fixed. So I can't lock my knee. It's painful every day. There's no way to walk and not hurt. No way to sleep and not hurt. All that. Well, we're in the shower. She's shaving me up and shit, you know, and I'm standing there. And I tried locking my leg. And then she was like, hey, look up so I can, you know, get your neckline. I was like, okay. I looked up and the next thing I know, I'm laying down in the bottom of the tub and waking up and I can hear her panicking, saying my name, screaming my name, Rob, Rob, Rob. And I'm like, and she's like, I'm going to call an ambulance. And, you know, and I could hear her fucking around trying to find her phone. And I'm like, hey, hang on. Don't call an ambulance. Just hang on a minute. Just give me a minute, you know, because everything was rebooting, you know, it's like, I'm laying there. I'm like, oh, fuck, I passed out. And I'm like, you know, because I'm in the bottom of the tub. The shower's off. So she obviously turned that off. And I'm like, just give me a minute. You know, she's freaking out. She's bawling. And I'm like, what you crying about? And she's like, I thought you were dead. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, you were standing there and I was shaving you. And then you just went white. And I was like, okay. She goes, and I was looking into your face. Your eyes were wide open, but they were glass. Your mouth was half cracked open, kind of. And you just started sliding down the wall. And I'm trying to hold you up. And I basically, you know, you crashed into the tub because I couldn't hold you up. You were dead weight. She goes, Rob, I thought you died. I thought you had a stroke or a heart attack or something. And you fucking died. She's like, I was slapping your face. Your eyes were wide open. You weren't blinking. You weren't responding. I'm like, how long was I out? Turns out I was only out for 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah, but yeah. Still, you're out.
Oh, yeah. So, she thought I had died, dude. She was fucking in full panic mode on that one. It was great. You know? Well, it was because, well, you know, because she, I heard her because I've passed out before. This isn't my first rodeo with fainting. I've done it before. It's happened. My hearing comes back first, and it's like being in a dream. Like, I think I'm dreaming. Like, oh, I'm having this weird dream. And then it's like, right moments before I start seeing again, I realize whatever I'm hearing, that's not a dream. It's like, oh, those people panicking, that's not a dream. That's reality. There's something going on. You know, what the fuck's going on? And then I, you know, my vision comes back and it's like, oh, they're panicking over me. Because here I am laying, you know, flat on my ass or something. And it's just like, oh, hi guys, I'm okay. Just give me a minute. You know, don't try to help me up. Don't lift me. Don't do anything. If anything, don't even touch me. Just give me a minute. Let me sort it out here. And then when I'm ready, when I realize, okay, yeah, I got all my faculties back. All my fingers are working and toes are working and everything's back online. Then it's okay. Now you can help me up. Because that's what, you know, happened with the ex-girlfriend. After a few minutes of just kind of laying there in the bottom of the tub, I was like, just give me a minute. Don't call anyone. You don't need to call an ambulance or call the police or anything. We're fine. Just give me a minute to reboot. And then when I'm ready, you can help me up. Just in case I might go down again. You know, I want to make sure I'm not going to just turn right around and collapse again. And when I realized, no, I'm pretty good. Okay, so she, you know, okay, I put my arm and, you know, have hoisted myself out of the tub and she helped me stand up. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror and I was still as white as my beard. And I'm like, wow, it looks worse than it is. I'm like, yeah, walk me over, walk with me over to the bed. I'll sit on the edge of the bed, lay back for a minute. Mm-hmm. And that's when she started telling me the whole story and was bawling because I was like, why are you crying? You know, I thought you died. And I was just like, oh, you do care. All right. You know.
Yeah, no, but like, I remember that like ass flat. And the first thing I thought was, it's like, do I have actual damage?
Right.
Like,
yeah. Are you hurt or are you injured? There's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
You were hurt. Like, for sure, you were hurt. But are you injured? Yeah, that's it's different. Yeah. That's why you have to wait for everything to boot back up and make sure, hey, I you know, can I feel my toes? Can I wiggle my toes or am I now a paraplegic? You know, yeah.
Can I feel my back?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And I hit something. Like, I looked at that edge. It's like, no, you avoided the edge. You're still conscious.
Yeah.
Let's get up. Let's get up.
Slow and easy. Yep. Dude, the belly dancer, this will be almost 3 years ago now. It'll be 3 years like this September.
You've been dating so long?
Yeah, we've been dating for almost 3 years now. Yeah.
Damn, time flies.
Yeah. Well, it was when I first met her, it was like in September of 2021. We went camping, okay? It was just her and me. We're out there, out in the fucking woods somewhere. Got her trailer all set up, and we'd had food and, you know, food and music. And you know, and I was three sheets to the wind, and she's in there doing the dishes and shit, and I'm sitting out looking at the fire thinking, you know, life's pretty good. And she's talking to me and whatnot, music's playing. And then all of a sudden I hear kind of a clatter, you know, nothing unusual, but just hear a little ruckus, a little noise. And then all of a sudden she's like, Rob. And I'm like, yeah, I think I cut my finger. So I'm thinking, oh, fuck. All right. So I get up, go walk in. And it was kind of reminiscent of what I had done when I stabbed my thumb. There was fucking blood everywhere. And I'm like, oh, and she's covering her finger. And I'm like, let's take a look. Just let's see. She fucking takes her hand off. Dude, she'd cut the tip of her finger off. It was gone, dude. And I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, do you need to go to the hospital? Because I'm thinking, fuck, she's going to have to hold on to this shit. And I don't even know if we can find the tip. I'm like, where's the tip? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, fuck, all right. I'm thinking, man, I got to sober up because I'm going to have to drive us off the mountain. If she needs medical attention, I'm going to have to drive us off this fucking mountain right now. And I'm in no shape to drive, but she can't drive. You know, she's half drunk and she's fucking holding on to her finger so she doesn't bleed out is the way it looked. Well, turns out, you know, Nah, I mean, should she have gone to the doctor? Probably. Okay, but she chose not to, and we just kind of kept an eye on it and kept it bandaged. And to this day, it's still a little numb, like, because it cut the fucking end of the fucking feelings off, the nerve endings right there. Mm. Her fingerprint's goofy now on that fucking finger because it grew back, but it's not exactly what it was before she cut the tip off. We found the tip the next morning, which by then it's way too late to attach it, but I fucking found it. It's like, hey, look what I found. It was in the bottom of the dishwater. It's like, oh, hey, here's your finger. But she's a champ, dude. She's seen some shit where she's like, ah, you're fine. I'm fine. We're all fine. She's not squeamish. She doesn't freak out easily. It's great.
Yeah, I once cut off like the edge of this finger a bit. It was still attached, thank the Lord.
Yeah, hers wasn't. Her knife was extra sharp.
Oh no! But like, I was dumb enough. This was seriously one of my retarded moments.
Yeah,
where I needed to scrape something off, and I was like, oh, I need an object. I need the safety razor. But the safety razor still had the fucking blade in it. And I'm like, oh, no, that won't matter. That won't matter because it's out of reach.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to use the handle to scrape something off.
Uh-huh.
What happened? Guess what happened? It shoots up right into the finger. It's like, and you know that moment. You know that small instance where it happens and you're like, please turn back time. Like, please control whatever. Control Z. Please.
Control, Alt, Delete.
Small little moment where it's like, turn back, please. And then you realize, no, and you see it. Oh,
well, and the best part with a razor is, one, you can cut fucking deep with a razor, and it still takes about 2 heartbeats before it starts to bleed.
Yeah.
In fact, you won't even feel pain for about 2 to 3 seconds. It'll just be... And you're like, oh, please turn back time. If I could turn back time. And then it goes. Yep. Yeah, you have that fucking couple of heartbeats that you're like, oh, fuck. And then the geyser happens or it starts to just gush, you know. And then the pain kicks in and you're just like, son of a bitch. Yeah. You know, who was it? Oh, Riley. He cut a bit of his ring finger with a deli slicer. That made me think of that, too. So I can imagine. Especially if you're dealing with a commercial grade deli slicer, those fuckers are razor sharp. They have to be to cut thin like they do. Oh yeah, you can hack off your whole goddamn hand and not even realize you did it for about 2 seconds. Yeah.
So like turn back. Yeah. Real quick, not stop Dre for $2. Thank you, Dre, for the $2. We really appreciate it. Rob needs a Gorilla Glue sponsorship for life ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Thank you for $2.
Great.
Well, hey, kids, I'm going to share something with you that a pharmacist shared with me. This is when I glued my forehead back together. Okay. So
this explains so much, by the way. Just saying. It explains a lot.
Okay. This is when I face planted into the bulkhead and fucked myself up. Finished my work day, go home, and I'm like looking at it going, oh, it's not too bad. And I lift up and opens right back up. I can see the bone. I'm like, oh God, it's worse than it looks. And that's when even the wife was like, oh my God, what are you doing? You need to go to the hospital, babe. And I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking hospital. You know, I already know what they're going to do. They're going to either put glue on it or they're going to put a couple of stitches in it. I'm not paying an ER visit because it's not life threatening. Obviously, I've been walking around with this fucking thing all day. And when I moved it, it reopened it and it started weeping. It was seeping blood. And I'm like, yeah, I can see white. That's not good. Okay. It was worse than it looked because initially I was like, it's not too bad. It's just bloody. It's like, I clean that up. It's fine. Finished my work day, go home, double check it, and then realized, oh, yep, it's worse than it looks. Well, I decided, nah, I'm going to get some bandages that'll pinch it together, something like a butterfly band-aid or something. So I go up to the fucking store and I'm walking around in the pharmacy looking for different things and I have no clue. I'm like, this isn't going to work. That might work. I don't know. Well, I go walking up to the pharmacist and I'm like, hey, do you have something that can work on this? And I showed it to him. And he's like, oh, you should go to the doctor. And I'm like, yeah, how about we say I did, but don't. You know, how about I don't and say we did? Okay, yes, I understand that's your professional opinion. I respect that. But let's just don't and say we did. Do you have any other recommendations? And he went, kind of looked around to see who was listening. Then he looked at me as well. If you're not going to go to the doctor, although I recommend it, but if you're not, he goes, get any kind of glue that says bonds instantly with skin. That's what he told me. He goes, that's what the doctors use. Okay. But it needs to bond instantly, not a few moments later. Like it needs to be immediate. And I'm like, do you guys carry anything like that? He's like, yeah, over in the hardware section, go check out the Gorilla Glue. And I'm like, cool. Thanks, man. So went over, found a couple different ones. And one said, you know, bonds instantly. The other one said bonds within moments. I was like, no, he said instantly. So I want instant. Took that shit home and then cleaned up the wound, you know, to get out any possible infection and whatnot. And turned around and dabbed some and put it right on and fucking sealed that shit up. I don't even have a scar anymore, dude. I used to have a Harry Potter lightning bolt for a while in my eyebrow, but it's gone.
Damn. You know,
saved myself at least a $50 copay, if not more. And the doctor would have probably done the same fucking thing. So fuck it, dude. You know, I'll go to the doctor if I'm bleeding out of my eyes. That might actually warrant medical attention. But otherwise, it's like, I got a cut. Dude, I've had so many different cuts between the forehead, the thumb, the fucking elbow, because that's another one. As a kid, I fucking wrecked on my bicycle and my fucking elbow was the stop so that I didn't fuck my face up. The elbow took the hit. Yeah, it totally chewed up my elbow, dude. I still have a scar from that. I'm pretty sure I do.
I mean, I wasn't hit. I hit.
This?
Oh, damn.
That's the scar. There it is. Took a chunk out of my elbow. Okay. Should have gone to the doctor then. Still didn't do it then either.
I still have something around here somewhere. I don't know if it's like a very small bald spot or like a weird little lump, but I once.
It's cancer.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so for your
sorry,
sake.
Sorry, that got dark.
This is the dance macabre. We're gonna dance the dance of death. We're gonna laugh at death's face.
Yes. Even at work, because I was busy at work and I sat somewhere, and later in the day it got a little less busy and I moved places, and they're like, oh, you're gonna join us? I'm like, yeah, if I want to be alone, I'll just sit at home. And like one coworker looked at me with a face of like, I'm like, I'm not lonely. And one of the other coworkers was like, they kind of sounded like that. I'm like, no, I'm okay. Damn it. I'm fine. Nothing wrong.
I'm fine. What's wrong? Nothing. I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not depressed.
Like, that's right. I'm not depressed. I don't need medication.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. Hell no.
No, but what was it? So I used to live near the dump in the how do you call that in English? Let me
the landfill.
Industrial area. Yeah. I used to live near the industrial area.
Okay, yeah.
And every Saturday morning you could see the line of cars wanting to dump everything and things like that.
Yeah.
And they had trailers and whatever. But there was one day I took out my bicycle. For you Americans, and
right, there can be a difference. So it's good that you know, context matters.
I have such a funny story about that, but
well,
I'll save
but
that
you're for European, so a motorcycle, while it's not impossible, they're not nearly as common as bicycles.
I know.
So
you're not the first American who I fooled with that.
No,
I wasn't fooled, but okay. I took my bike out. And there was a car I heard approaching, and when it passed by, I wanted to cycle behind it, but it had a trailer, which I didn't notice. Oh. And I ride right into the damn thing, and there I go, fall right to the curb, and I just couldn't move. I'm like, fuck is this? just lay there, whatever. It's like, oh God, what is this? Ambulance, everything. They put the fucking neck brace on me. I hated that thing. It's like, I remember. I never lost conscience.
Right.
I do remember being like, take this damn thing off me. It just, oh my God, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, and, no, it's not meant for a fashion statement or comfort.
No. And
I mean, the only thing worse is a cone of shame that dogs get.
Yeah. And apparently I lay there for a while because ambulance, everything came, took me to the hospital in a town nearby, a larger hospital. Brother picked me up, things like that. But like, I had a hole in the head, concussion, everything.
Oh, wow.
My back was bruised, okay. I believe. A bruised back. And they called my dad. And apparently the first thing he said was he wearing his headphones? Yes, sir. Why?
Never mind. Is he okay? What happened? Was he wearing his headphones?
Headphones. Like, then I know what happened. Is he alive? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Can he walk? Well, we don't know about his walking ability yet because he did sustain a concussion, but.
No, but I just do remember like the entire time I was like, get this thing off of me. Get this thing off of me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go back home as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. That's what I remember. That's why I have this little, I can still feel it. I can still feel it when I do like this.
When you do that, do you feel a little finger come out and tickle your finger that you're touching? Do fingers touch?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, unfortunately, no. And there's no signs of death. It's not a button where it can just end it all. So
there's not a little person that comes out and goes, Quaid.
This is a horror movie reference I don't get.
No, it's not a horror movie reference. Come on, you motherfuckers in the chat know what I'm saying. When, you know, there's another person coming out of, like, your appendix and they go, Quaid. Come on, somebody fucking knows.
Some Siamese twin shit?
No, somebody better know. If you dumb motherfuckers don't know, Quaid.
Man. I also have got a scar on my finger somewhere. Where is it? Oh yeah, here it is. It's from my bass player, my former bass player. We were at a Turkish joint late at night. And
this will be a good story.
he had once stolen food from my plate. Total Recall.
Mm.
Oh.
I guarantee you, as long as it took the governor to fucking respond, he had to go look it up. All right. Which, that's fine. But man, you guys, some days I love you guys and I'm honored to be amongst you. And there's other days, like right now, I'm like, you stupid fuckers. You don't.
I have seen Total Recall only once.
Well, there's your problem right there.
Yeah, but we were at this Turkish joint eating kebab and fried potato chips and blah, blah, blah. But he had stolen food from me once from my plate. And I am this will be the time.
Yeah, all right.
This will be the time to return the favor. Although my former bass player, my kind people, you do not fuck with this man.
Yeah.
You do not. You people are not ready for him. You absolutely are not. You think you are the alpha malus that ever alpha. This guy. This motherfucker is beyond any of you. It's like, you will not defeat him. It's like, this man is insane.
I already know what happened. He probably sits with one arm around his plate.
No, not even that. No.
Really?
This man is a force of nature. He is always ready. No matter how calm he looks, he is always ready.
Because I can imagine that he eats with his fork. And then when he's taking a bite, he twirls it so the tines are sticking down. So that when you stick your fucking little grubby hand in, bang, fucking there it is.
No, not even that.
Wow.
Not even
that.
The same guy who dislocated my knee even. He was good at that. We once fought just for sport, for the hell of it.
You tussled. And he showed you a thing or two, didn't he?
I had first blood. I almost had him. And he's like, hey. I'm like, what? Grabs my knee and he dislocates it. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, there you have it.
And out of pure shock, I just grab my knee and I put it back in. Put it right back. Out of pure shock. But then that same night, I had to go to the doctor. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, I fell.
Oh.
I had to walk on crutches. for a fucking week.
We
still laugh about it. But okay. And I'm like, so okay, about the dinner, the food thing. And I'm like, this is the perfect time to like pay back the favor. And I reach out with my fork. And he, without thinking, just sticks out his knife. Just sticks it out. And my finger goes right past that knife. Like, boom. He looks at me and he's like, thought you could get away with it, didn't you? Continues eating. I sit there with a bleeding finger. It's like, mother. That man is the wealthiest man I know.
Yeah.
For a certain amount of reasons. Yeah. He's the guy I went with to Portugal.
Okay. That's when you were doing your rite of passage thing, huh?
He wants nothing but freedom. He wants nothing but freedom, and he kind of has it. He could have been college educated, whatever. He became what's that called? He became,
you tell me. I have
plasterer.
Oh, okay, kind of like drywall here in a way. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
kind of like drywall, things like that. Became a plasterer.
Yeah,
knocked up some 19-year-old chick who fancied him. He absolutely loved it. He's got the kid. Loves the kid, loves her, blah, blah, blah. Isn't married or whatever. Kind of lives off grid.
Okay.
As much as he can.
Right, right.
He's just got everything going for him.
Nice.
And well, fucking loves it. Everybody called him a retard. And I'm like, you people have no idea how far you guys are from the truth. Because he managed to pull it all off. All of it.
That is just awesome, saying,
fuck you to the system.
Well, that's a guy who decided to live life on his own terms.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing where, yeah, I do that shit now. It's actually funny you mentioned that because earlier today I was out doing my route, doing my thing. And I go into this one stop. It's an auto body paint shop. They fix collision damage and shit and repaint and make your car look new again. Okay. And I go up to the receptionist to get a signature after I took all their shit to shred. And she was watching something on her phone. All right. Now you have to understand this woman's probably, I don't know, 5, maybe 10 years younger than me. She's not, you know, like 19 or something. She's not a kid. All right. She's a full grown ass woman. But she's watching something.
She's under 35, you sick fuck.
Yeah, that's right. But she's, she's sitting there watching like a clip or a movie or something. I can kind of hear this woman on her phone yammering. It's a movie of some part or a clip of a movie. And I'm not really paying attention because I want to get, you know, my day's almost done. I just want to get done and fucking leave. So I'm like, hey, can I get you to sign? She's like, sure, you know. And then her phone's, you know, this woman's yammering on about something. And she goes, yep. This woman here, she's wanting this guy to commit, and he's a philanderer. He'll never commit, you know? And so I'm like, I have to kind of pay attention now, because first thing that popped into my head is define philanderer, because there's the, you know, according to Hoyle version, and then there's what everybody else thinks it is, which can be anything. It's a container word. But you know, I was like, what's so wrong with philandering? And she's like, well, I guess it's not bad, you know, if you have money. And I'm like, who says you need money? And I looked at her and I did that whole from No Country for Old Men. I kind of, And she starts laughing because, you know, this woman in this movie clip was bitching about a guy who's a philanderer, wants his commitment. Of course, he's not going to, because she even said he's not going to commit to her. He's going to philander. He's going to do what he does. And I'm like, you say it like it's a bad thing. Oh, I'm not saying it's a bad thing if you have money. And I'm like, who says you need money? You know, then she kind of looked at me and then laughed, because it's like, hello, I do the same thing. I don't have money. That's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we're kind of going full circle here.
Yeah.
But let me pee first.
All right, go pee. I'll talk to the guys.
Oh, you know what? Not so great for the $2. Thank you very much. Nomsod Ray, $2. Thank you very much. Jack could be the next Asmund Gold with six-pack abs. Now that you mention it, Asmund and I have more things than that in common. Now that I remember it. But I'll be right back.
All right. Chad! Oh, my God. Chad's here. You know what? The party can really begin now. What is up with you, Chad? How are you, buddy? I saw that picture, man. Dude. That's all I'm going to say. Hell yeah, bro. Hey, Chad, was that the same one that when I was on air with you, God, like a year ago, and we were shooting the shit on your channel, and then when we went back in the green room, got off air, she came out of hiding and wanted to chit-chat for a minute. Is it the same chick? She's in the shower, so this is my dude time. I'm assuming this is the same chick. She looked vaguely familiar, but I want to double check. What is it? Is it the same chick? Oh, same gal. Goddamn, good on you, Chad. All right, yeah. What I said to you privately still stands. You probably ought to keep her away from me. I might philander. No, guys, Chad and I did a show a long time ago on my channel. And I edited it because there was a lot that we talked about that everyone underestimates Chad about a lot of things. And that's the best part. Because I can sit there and watch Chad being Chad, doing Chad shit on the internet, and Aaron's talking down to him and acting like Chad's a retard or something. And, you know, which he kind of does to everybody, which is fine. But I'm sitting there going, I'll bet you Aaron doesn't know a certain story that I know, you know, and if Aaron knew it, it'd probably make his hair go white. Just saying, man, do not underestimate Chad, guys. Chad's good people.
Do not underestimate the power of the tax side.
Do not underestimate the power of the Chad side.
Indeed. Alex Mazzino for the $5. Alex Mazzino, thank you very much for the $5. If I decide to be a philanderer, I said I would be like Don Juan DeMarco. I'd bring out the romantic version of my life. I mean, why not?
Dude. Why not? I do that shit all the time. Okay. I play the devil's advocate, literally. It's like the belly dancer here about, oh, I don't know, a year and a half ago. We're still seeing other people doing that, all that stuff. But she said to me one day, she goes, I am literally dating Jesus and Satan. And I was like, do tell. She goes, well, you're the devil, which yes, I am. Because there was a point she asked me something, you know, like, what are you? Are you a player? Are you this? Are you that? And I said, I am legion, for I am many. But I prefer the term lover. Okay. But call me whatever you want. And I've always made, you know, hey guys, get ready to drink because I'm going to say the word. I always make a lot of satanic references. So I am her devil. All right.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that stupid tweet? Red pill is satanic.
Oh, I know. I know. I said hail Satan to it.
Yeah, same here. It's like,
you know, I know. And that's where then I came up with the new game that anytime you see the word satanic, you got to take a drink. All right. So, because I've seen that a lot lately, people throwing that word around. And I'm like, I don't think it means what you think it means. But anyway, so I'm her devil. But then she had met a guy who literally had tattooed on his knuckles, Jesus. Okay. And that's, he kind of looked kind of like Jesus, long hair, the beard, and, you know, goofy motherfucker, I guess. I don't know. I never met the guy. But she was dating at that moment Jesus and the devil. Well, guess who came out on top? I am legion, for I am many.
I am the devil, and I'm here to do the devil's work.
Correct.
Wanna wrap this one up?
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, hang on real quick for Governor, because he brought it up.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work. I am legion, for I am many.
And I am Jack, for I am alone. Let's see. Dre, if you keep that up with the super chats, I'll be like Asmund in no time. Just more hygiene. Oh, real quick, Alex Patino member for 32 months.
Wow. Not only did he stick around for the pregnancy, he's trying to be a power dad. All right. Good for, yeah.
power, dad.
We still need to make something with that, like Nintendo Power or the Power Glove.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, Alex Patino. There was a cartoon that came out about 20 years ago called Bob the Devil and God. I remember that. You guys will enjoy it. I remember that. It wasn't always on, but when it was on, I would always tune in.
Nice.
Always. But guys, Alex Patino, Nonstop Ray, thank you very much for the super chats. Everything Rob, robsays.net, everything me is in the description. Hit the like, comment down below your thoughts of this show. And if you want to support the channel, click the join button, get my version of the Book of Book for free. And by the way, guess what? I am hosting Rule Zero tomorrow.
Are you now?
Yes.
Oh my God. I might actually have to tune in. Maybe.
You might actually have to tune in.
Maybe. So, I don't know. Maybe.
I will either burn everything to the ground
or
raise
do.
It up from the ashes. You decide. Tune in. I wanted an actual serious thumbnail, but for some odd reason, the logos were acting crap.
Mm.
Like shit. I'm like, yeah, damn it. I couldn't get the logo in for some odd reason. Mm. So I took a thumbnail that I once got from Cappy that was fan art that was mailed to him. And I absolutely love it. The topic is going to be about online dating and what the future of it is. Blah, 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 blah. So all actionable advice, all you youngsters can apply in your daily lives. But that's it from us. Take us out.